Thank you for your awesome presence in our midst. Thank you on this day that we are celebrating your resurrection. We are also celebrating our resurrection in you. Lord, we give all the glory as you teach us this morning. Thank you, Lord of glory, that the new life you have raised us up into, we will receive more and more today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory. Thank you for grace to rightly divide your word. Thank you as you speak through me, Lord of glory. I'm but a child, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus. As you pour forth the revelation knowledge of your glory upon us, and as by faith we believe and we receive of more of your resurrection life, Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. And everyone says, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It is done, it is done. We give God all the glory that we are celebrating the resurrected Lamb of God, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And the news has not stopped there. It continues. We are raised up in him also. So you and I, as we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we are also celebrating our own resurrection too. We are risen in him. And so we are also celebrating the new beginning in Christ Jesus. Always remember, as we are celebrating Jesus' resurrection, we are also celebrating our own resurrection in Christ Jesus. I tell you, we are the living, living in Christ Jesus. And as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus, remember, we are also celebrating our new life in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Please, let's start. Let's look at Hosea chapter 13. Let's see what Jesus has done for you and I. Let's appreciate what he has done. For when we know what he has done and we believe, then are we able to receive more and more of this life. For he says he has come that we might have life and have it more in abundance. And so don't think he just raised up himself for nothing. No, there is a purpose. He raised you and I in himself too as well. He saved us from the grave, from death. And so we have to know all these things so that we can live the new life in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. Hosea chapter 13. Let's look at verse 14 together. Please, let's read it. Let's go. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from my eyes. In Jesus' name, amen. And so we see the Lord of glory already saying he will ransom us from the grave. He will ransom you and I from the power of the grave. He will redeem us from death. And so remember, as we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we see that he has redeemed us from death. The risen lamp signifies the truth that he had overcome the power of death, the power of the grave. He has destroyed death in himself. And that's the truth. And so we see what he has done. Let's open to John chapter 11 and you will see clearly. Let's zero down to verse 6, 25 to 26. This is what he was referring to on that day when he raised up Lazarus. That he, the very person that raised up Lazarus, will raise us all up in himself. In himself. Please, let's read verses 25 and 26. Please, let's go. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Amen. And so again, he was referring to the truth that he will redeem us from death. He will raise us up in himself. Let's open to Romans chapter 6. And we see he demonstrated that power before the Jews on that day when he raised up Lazarus, telling us in his body is that glory of God, telling you and I that with God all things are possible. God has power to raise up the dead. And so he demonstrated it on that day when he raised up Lazarus. And so again, he has raised us up in himself. Even the person that raised up Lazarus, you have to know, if he has power, God has power to raise up Lazarus, then God has power to overcome death. For he only gave up his life for you and I to pay the price. He willingly laid down his life so as to take on your sin and my sin. And when the price was paid, death could no longer hold onto him. Remember, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And so he paid the price. Now there's no longer sin. And see a key, he is without sin. And so death could not hold him captive. And he was raised up. Power to raise up himself belonged to him. Please, let's read Romans chapter 6. Let's take it from verse 3 to 5. Please, let's go. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Underline that, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. And so when he died on the cross, we died with him. For the soul that sinneth, it shall die. We died with him. The sinful nature died with him. And when he was raised up, he raised us up with him. We were raised up in him. For we have no power to overcome death, but he has the power to overcome death. He has the power to raise up himself. And so he has the power to raise us up. And he raised us up in himself. Please, let's open to Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 4 to 8, and you will see that today, at this time 2,000 years ago or thereabout, as Christ was raised up, you and I were raised up in him. We were raised up in him. Even before we were born, he raised us up in himself. Lord, we give God all the glory. Ephesians chapter 2, please let's take it from verse 4 to 8. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Amen and amen. And so we see, we are raised up in Him. Jesus' resurrection means you and I, we are resurrected too. And that's why we have the new born again spirit, the new spirit. The new spirit, the old sinful spirit was removed, and the new spirit, sinless spirit that is of Christ, we have. Our spirit is born again, raised up in Him. Not what we're seeing of one another, but the inner man. And so we have a new spirit. We are raised up in Him. The old sinful spirit was removed. That old sinful spirit was dead spirit. Yes, we were walking about, but we were cut off from God. No life of God. And so that old dead spirit was removed, put to death in Christ. And now we are raised up. We have a new spirit. A new spirit that is alive, and the glory of Jesus is dwelling in that spirit. We are now one with God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And so you see that we are resurrected in Christ. We are partakers of the life of Christ. He raised us up in Himself. And so you realize why He said He's the resurrection and life. He raised us up in Himself. And we give God all the glory in the name of Jesus. Please, let's open to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And so always remember, when we are celebrating the resurrection of Christ, the story does not end there. We also are raised up in Him. We are celebrating not only Jesus' resurrection, but also our own resurrection. It is a grand celebration. It is a new life. Please, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and 18. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Amen and amen. And so you see, we're new creatures. We have a new spirit. The inner man raised up in Christ, filled with His glory, we give God all the glory, joined to Him. And so you see that we have lots to celebrate when we are celebrating the resurrection of Christ. If you don't celebrate the resurrection of Christ, then you are saying He has not raised you up in Himself. You are saying you are not a new creature. And so it is very important for us to know that it is a great thing to celebrate the resurrection of Christ, for then we are celebrating our new life in Christ Jesus. We are celebrating our new life in Christ Jesus. Let us look at the scriptures. Let's see what He hath done in raising us up in Himself. Remember, the old state was sinful nature, poverty, the causes, you know, all things contrary to the will of God was what the old nature stand for. But now, in this new life, this resurrected life, let's see what Christ had done. For He put to death the poverty, the deadness. He put to death all the causes of the law, things contrary to the will of God in our lives, he put them to death. And so let us see this resurrection life, what has he given to you and I is very important. For what he gave to us is what we believe, and by faith we will receive. Remember that? We have to know the things he gave to us. As he raised us up in himself, he gave us good gift. He divided the spoils amongst you and I. He gave us everything that pertains to life and godliness. Please, let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. And it says there, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be what? Rich." Rich, spiritual gift, blessings, everything that pertains to life and godliness. We have all these things. Please, let's open to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. Excuse me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And so you see, every spiritual need, every emotional need, physical need, everything, you will not lack any good thing. This is what the resurrection of Christ is speaking to you and I, for we are raised up in him. This is what he raised us up, the new creature. This is what he gave to us. All these things are our possessions. They belong to us. Please, let's open to Psalm 103, verses 4 and 5. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 103, excuse me, verses 4 and 5. Okay, let's go. "Who redeemed thy life from destruction? Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles?" See a key. He crowned us with his loving kindness and tender mercies, satisfying our mouth with good things, renewing our youth like the eagles. So you can see all these things the Lord has done for you and I. Please, let's open to Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. So you can see this is the Lord. This is the new creature. This is the possession. This is the goods he gave to you and I. And we have to know them so that we receive. We have to know them and believe them, and by faith we receive all what belongs to us. The scripture says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertains to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. And guess what? He gave us the word of himself, so that we are partakers of the divine nature, everything. And so we have to know what he has done for you and I. He not only raised us up in himself, he gave us all things that pertains to life and godliness. He supplied all our needs in this earthen vessel on the face of the earth. We will not lack any good thing if we believe. Only believe. All things are what? Possible to them that believe. Let's look at Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. "Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The day you accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, the Holy Ghost came to dwell on the inside of you, the new spirit. In that new spirit, that resurrected spirit, the new man, is dwelling the Holy Ghost, which is the blessing of Abraham. The glory of God is the blessing of Abraham. Remember, Adam and Eve had the glory in the garden, and when they sinned, the glory departed, for the scripture says they were naked. Now in Christ Jesus, the glory hath returned. The glory hath returned. He raised us up in himself and gave us his spirit. John chapter 17 made it clear. He gave the same glory that the Father gave to him, the Holy Spirit, he gave to you and I. Do you see why we are new creatures? Not only do we have a new sinless spirit, but in that new sinless spirit is the glory of God, Christ in us, our hope of glory, the Holy Ghost. And so you see that the blessing sin is the glory. Now remember, in that garden, they had not only the glory of God, but they were in a prosperous state. They were not toiling in that garden. No, all their needs were met. The glory goes with all needs met. Now again, we have this same glory. We have it back in Christ. He restored to us the glory. And so you can see it is a great thing. It is a great thing. And so as we believe, I tell you, we will continue to have our needs met. We will not lack any good thing. Please let's flip forward to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. And you will see again. And so you can see we have life in giving us the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is life. We have life. We have life, and through the Spirit of God in us, as we are living by faith, the Spirit of God will be flowing into our entire being. We'll have life and have it more in abundance. Remember, he that believeth on him, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living waters. John chapter 7. And so again, we see what he has done for us. We have to make sure we are thoroughly rooted, established, grounded in these things. Don't let them slip. And I tell you, as you continue to believe by faith, you'll be drinking of that river. You will never lack any good thing. And so you can see, not only are we rich, we have life. And then let's read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Please let's go. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Amen. So now we have blessings. Blessings of heavens above, the breast, the deep, the womb, even the field, everything about us is blessed. We are no longer cursed, for he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. And so everything, all the blessings, everything they had in that garden is restored to us, because the glory of God, the blessing of Abraham, the Spirit of God, goes with every need met. Remember, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Spirit of God is also called the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is also called the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Please, let's open to Jeremiah chapter 30, and you will see all these things. Only believe. All things are possible to them that believe. But how can you believe if you are not hearing the word of God that says all these things? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. For through faith that is flowing as we are hearing now is what we will use to believe. You have to believe for yourself. I have to believe for myself so that I can enjoy these things. You cannot believe for me. It won't work like that. Jesus died for every one of us and raised us up in himself. It's not that he raised me and he not raised you. No, if you've accepted Christ, you are a new creature. And so you have to know how to receive and enjoy the things he has given to you and I. Please, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Please, let's go. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Amen. See a key, for I will restore health. Adam and Eve were never sick in that garden. And so, you see a key, I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of thy wounds. This he has given to you and I as sons of God in Christ Jesus. And so health is part of what Christ gave us. And we'll be healed and restored to health. All these the Lord gave us. Remember, the blessings were no longer cursed. We have life and have it more in abundance. Death can no longer affect you and I. When it's time to go, we will not die. It's only the inner man changing house, changing address. And so again, that is why he says anyone that believes on him will never die. In that John chapter 11. And so we have to truly understand all these things. God never dies. And so we are made in the image of God. And we thank God we will never die. For Christ hath redeemed you and I. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's flip back to Jeremiah chapter 29. Let's look at another thing the Lord has restored to you and I. Jeremiah chapter 29, let's zero down to verse 11. Please, let's go. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In other words, the plans of God for your life and for my life, he has what? Restored to us. He has completed plans, fantastic plans. Plans that will enable you and I to live days of heaven and earth. He has planned them. He finished the work at the foundation of the world. And so he has plans for each one of us, his children. His will is also called his will. His will for you and I. He has already concluded. And when we sinned, we were removed from these plans. But when Christ came to raise us up, to redeem us, he restored the will of God for our lives. Every household, every child, every male, every female, God has plans for us in Christ Jesus. Please, let's open to 3 John chapter verse 2. 3 John verse 2. And so you will see God's plans for you and I, God's will, his will. Please, let's read it. 3 John 2. Okay, let's go. Are we all there? Okay, I'll wait. Okay, are we there? 3 John, verse 2. It's only one. Okay, let's go. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Let's go again. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Let's go again. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And so you can see he has restored his will. His will towards you and I is for us to prosper, to be in health, every area of our lives, that it be well with us individually and collectively. And so you see Christ restored us back to wholeness, to wellness, to prosperity, to health. Our spirit, soul, and body round about us, everything we set our hands to do will prosper. Every household, it will always be the sound of salvation and rejoicing in the tabernacle of the righteous. Every one of us, it will be well. We will be rejoicing because of what Christ hath done for us. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the glory. We bless you. He has restored himself. And remember, the Spirit of God is also the power of God. I tell you, we are mightily blessed. He has given us the power. The same power that raised him up is available for you and I. And that is what Ephesians chapter 1 speaks of from verse 17 to the end. That power is available. The Holy Ghost, he's in our midst. And so you can see we have everything that pertains to life and godliness. And remember, the scripture says we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. His power is what? Sufficient. His grace is sufficient for you and I. And that is the new life, you and I. Please, let's open to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Are you writing all these scriptures down so that you yourself can look at it and be thoroughly grounded in these things? And I tell you, you will receive everything Christ hath given to you. He hath given to us health, his will, life, blessing, riches. I'm telling you, everything, we will not lack any good thing if we only believe that Christ has given to us these things and received them from him. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Please, let's go. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's read it again. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let's go again. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. In Jesus' name, amen. The old man is crucified. The sinful person before is crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, for I now have a new spirit. And Christ is dwelling in that new spirit. And so the life I live in this earthen vessel, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The just shall what? Live by faith. So how do we live? By the faith of the Son of God. Because that is how the new creature will live. For there's one thing we have to understand. This new creature is being held, is being kept alive. The life we have is the life of Christ. And so it is Christ who will maintain his life in us. It is Christ who will live his life through us. Remember, he raised us up in himself and he put his glory in us. So this new creature depends on Christ, not on self. And that is how to live by the faith of the Son of God, to depend on him. And how we search the scriptures, for in there we think we have life. And these are the very scriptures that speak of Christ. For example, we are looking at what he has done for us. Faith is flowing. So by that faith, we believe everything the scripture says he has done for us. If we are finding it difficult, we keep going over them till they become part of us. We keep going. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, we what? We believe. And so as we are hearing, looking at what he has done for us now, we are believing, for faith is flowing. And as we continue to hear and hear, we will believe. And so again, you see, believe. All things are what? Possible for them that believe. Mark chapter 9, verse 23. But let's look at Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 14. So we believe, we keep holding on to the belief of the word of God concerning what Christ has done for us. You keep the word before your eyes. Don't let it go. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14. Please let's read it. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Let's go again. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. The beginning of our confidence. In other words, our belief. Our belief. We hold it. We don't let it go. We keep looking at the word of God. Instead of decreasing in faith, we increase in faith. We hold on. And that's how we partake of everything Christ has given to you and I. Everything Christ has given to you and I, we believe, continue to believe, make sure we don't let them slip. We increase in the belief of these things. We make sure we search the scriptures to know what Christ had done, and we keep believing, expecting that he has done them and we receive them. It's a done deal. It's not that he's going to. They're already done. It's for us to now believe that he has done them and given these things to us. When he was raised up, he gave us all these things we've been speaking about. It is ours. They belong to us. Prosperity is yours. Life is yours in Christ. Blessing is yours. The will of God for your life is yours. You are not begging him. No, they belong to you. Everything, help with every situation of life belong to us. It is already given to us. We are not begging God to bless us. were not begging him to help us. No, they are the children's bread. They are our possessions. They are the daily benefits that belong to us. Remember, upon Mount Zion, there's what? Deliverance, holiness, and the house of Jacob possesses their possession. So they belong to us. They are our possessions, spiritual blessings given to us already. It's not that we're begging for them. And that's part of the story of resurrection. Isaiah chapter 53 made it clear, the last verse, that he gave good gift to all men. Good things. And so again, for we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. We believe in Christ, what he had done. We believe they are done already, and we receive. Please, let's open to 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's zero down to verse 4. So that don't think you have to have somebody to help you with God. No, God gave every one of us, both pastors, everyone, even the least in God's kingdom, God gave good gifts to all of us. He gave all these things. These are the children's bread. These are our meat, our possessions. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Please, let's go. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And so again, you see, through the word. And how? We hear the word by faith. We believe the very words that we're hearing, and so we partake of the divine nature. The divine nature given to you and I is Christ, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ. And so we are partakers of Christ if we hold fast our belief to the very end. Believe of the scripture. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. He will manifest all these things in our lives. For through that belief, through faith, we receive all what is already given to us. Do you understand now? Through faith, through the belief of these things, we receive everything given to you and I. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Faith is used to believe the very words that we are hearing, which is the word of God. And so we believe Christ gave everything to us. And then, when we believe by faith, we receive what is already given to us. And we receive, and he that hath given to us these things, through him we receive, through him they are made manifest in our lives. At his own appointed time, he will perform, or he will manifest all these things in our lives. And so always remember, Through Christ, we have all the blessings. Through Christ, we are raised up into a new life. Through Christ, we are blessed. All the spiritual blessings, they belong to us. We have them through Christ, and we receive them through Christ. And they are made manifest, performed in our lives through Christ. And so we have to hold fast the confidence to our of our belief to the very end. We keep looking on to Christ. Please, let's open to Psalm 57. You will see that already this had been prophesied, spoken of, that you and I, we will depend on Christ. Remember, Psalm 121 says, I look up to the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And we know the scriptures says Jesus made all things, isn't it? And so you see, we cannot do without Christ. The new life is a life of dependence on Christ. Psalm 57, please let's look at verse 2. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Please let's go again. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Let's go again. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's open to the book of Acts chapter 17. Let's look at verse 28. For you and I, we are raised up in Christ. We are alive in Christ. We move in Christ. By Christ do we live. Remember, we read Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. That the life we live now in this flesh, we live by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. And so we have to search the scriptures to make sure we keep knowing Christ. Everything. The resurrection story still continues, you know. It hasn't stopped at all. It will be a successful story in your life and in my life if at the end we say, oh, all my days on the face of the earth I was helped by Christ. And then we find ourselves rejoicing before him. The resurrection story has not stopped. I'm telling you, it will continue in your life and my life, for the story is he will help us all of our days in this earthen vessel. He is the helper of we, the helpless. And so, please let's read Acts chapter 17, verse 28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are his offspring. See that? The new creature. We belong to Christ. We came, we are of him, begotten of him. He begat us by the word and the spirit. And so we are the sons of Christ. We belong to him. And have you ever seen a father not looking after his children? He will give good gift to you and I. Amen and amen. Only what? Believe. Let's open to John chapter 1 verse 16. For in giving us his spirit, in giving us himself, you have to understand, we have the glory of God. All that God is given to us in Christ Jesus. He's also called the fullness. The fullness of God in Christ Jesus is also called the divine. Everything divine, we have it. You have to understand the story of resurrection is good news to you and I. God does not need anything. We are the ones who need God. And so again, John chapter 1, let's look at verse 16. Please let's go. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Please let's go. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. See, the new life we are supposed to be receiving him. We come to him, we receive him daily. The scripture says daily he loads us with his what? Benefit. So you have to develop a lifestyle of studying the word of God and praying to him in the name of Jesus. We come to church and we also do that together. Also at home, you have to, so that you receive all these things. They're already given. It's not only in church. No, daily, you have to keep receiving. You have to keep being filled. You have to keep receiving all help from Him. I can't help you. So if you're only waiting for Sundays, forget it. Daily, He loads us with His benefit. Of His fullness have we all received grace upon grace. Let's open to Colossians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. You will see that the help of Jesus is available. All things, the divine, is available for you and I in Christ Jesus. Only believe. But look, how can you believe if you are just studying your Bible once a week? No. You have to be looking at the word of the fullness of Christ. This is the word of promise. You have to be looking at your Bible daily, praying daily in the name of Jesus. You have to allow your faith to believe so that you partake of His divine nature. You partake of Christ. That Christ is your help, not me. The flesh cannot help flesh. Only the glory of God will help us. I'm telling you. Please, let's look at Colossians chapter. Okay, let's first look at chapter 1, verse 19. Please, let's go. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. Amen. So you see, the same glory of the Father is in the Son. What the Father can do, so the Son can do. And so He gave Him to us to live by. Let's flip forward to chapter 2. Let's look at verses 9 and 10. Are we there? Okay, let's go. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. In Jesus' name, amen. So, you see, in Him is that fullness, that everything, all the blessings, everything God in giving Christ to us, gave us prosperity, gave us blessing, gave us everything we need to live a successful life. He gave us His will. And so we are what? Complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power. In other words, we are made perfect. We are made whole. Everything pertaining to us, our spouses, our children, grandchildren, everything pertaining to us, only look to Christ, only believe. Now, let's flip back to John chapter 1, verse 16. Now you understand, it is that fullness, Christ, the glory, flowing Himself. He will flow Himself daily unto you and I as we look to Him. Remember, He will flow Himself like a river. He will flow His glory. Is it grace you need? He will flow His grace, His power like a river. Any help, is it blessing? He will flow. Breakthrough, He will flow Himself. His fullness has everything we need. Everything we need. He will move mountains out of your life. He will do things for you and your family. Only start to look to Him. Ask God for grace to number your days so that you apply your heart unto wisdom. Meaning, ask God to open your eyes how you can make time to study the Word of God so that you will know Christ and start looking to Him more and more. Amen. And so now, look at John chapter 1, verse 16. And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. See that? The mercy of the Lord is upon the works of his hands. Daily he loads them with his benefit. The Lord loves to help us. He loves us to depend on him. He loves to help us everywhere we are going. He's with us. He said he will never what? Leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never fail us. And it's not only in the old. Please let's open to Hebrews chapter 13. You will see it also in the new. For it is the same Christ. Christ yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. He will never leave us. Hebrews chapter 13. Let's read verse 5 and 6 together. Okay, let's go. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he had said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. See that? The Lord is our what? Helper. In everything. Don't think in some things. No. Even with our thoughts, he loves to help us. Even in the things we're planning to do, the intent of the heart, he loves to help you and I. Everything, every area of our lives. And so we see a key, we've seen it, that it is God who performs all things for us. This new creature, this resurrected creature, you and I, is God in Christ who will perform things for us. That's the reason why he gave us his spirit, his glory. Christ in us, our hope of glory. And his glory is also upon us and with us. And his glory is in our midst. He says, where two or more are gathered in his name, there he is. And so now, realize this as new creature. The Lord loves to flow himself to you daily to help you and I. Please, let's open to Hosea chapter 6. And please also write Isaiah chapter 43, 18 to 21. All these things, all what we've been looking at about the fullness is what we are looking at now. He loves to flow himself, to fill us with his fullness. He loves us to receive of himself. That's why the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's why we are raised up in him. For that purpose, God sent his son to raise us up in him, to take our punishment, and to help us to live the resurrected life. You can't live the resurrected life on your own. I can't live the resurrected life on my own. It is Christ who will do all these things for us. But we'll only be able to by him if we believe by faith. Hosea chapter 6, please let's take it from verse 1 to 3. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. See that? We are raised up. He has raised us up in himself, isn't it? We are living in his sight. But we have to follow on to know him. For it is what you know you will believe by faith, and he will come unto us. Every day he will come unto you. He will flow himself. Of his fullness have we all received grace upon grace. See that? So let us truly understand this resurrected life. I'm telling you, we will live days of heaven and earth. Let's open to Isaiah chapter 43. You see the same thing there. And That is what the scriptures is talking about, that we are complete in Him. We are made whole in Him, perfect in Him. All the things already given to you and I, we will receive by faith. And He will make them manifest. Isaiah chapter 43, let's look at verses 18 to 21. Please let's go. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. See that? Already speaking of you and I, where He is chosen. We will drink of Him. His fullness will be flowing to us. We'll be drinking. Even in the desert situations of life, even in the wildernesses of life, we will keep drinking. Isaac sowed in the desert, and he reaped in the midst of famine. No rain, nothing. Because His God flowed Himself like a river upon the seeds that He planted. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have to truly understand this resurrected life. The resurrection of Jesus does not stop there. It continues to you and I living this resurrected life. And so you have to know all things are what possible to him that believes. It is awesome. All things are what possible to him that believes. Please let's look at John chapter 6 as we prepare our hearts for the anointing service. Thank you, Jesus. He's here in our midst, and I tell you, He will do what He says He will do. John chapter 6. Please let's read verses 28 and 29 together. Are we all there? Okay, let's go. Then said they unto Him, what shall we do that we might walk the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He hath sent. Tell somebody, that is your work, to believe on Christ that God hath sent, according as He is written. That is all what you have to do. So you have to search the scriptures. Keep searching the scriptures. For those are the words of life. Jesus is life. And so He is the one you are searching in the scriptures. So that you can believe by faith. And that is all. Thank you, Jesus. And so we have heard. We know that His plans towards you and I, they are good. Please let's open to 3 John 2, and we are going to use this to anoint ourselves. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. This is the will of God for us in every area of our lives, in our household, in everything, in the lives of our spouses, children, grandchildren, businesses, all our Lord in this life. We are all the beloved of God is addressed to you and I, the new creatures. We are the resurrected ones in Christ Jesus. He has raised us up in himself. And this is what he says to you and I. His will, beloved, I will above all things that you prosper and you are in health, even as thy soul prospers. In every area of our lives, this is the will of the Lord of resurrection and life, the one whom we are worshipping. And I tell you, if you believe it, you receive, he himself, he will perform everything. He will make sure you and I, in every area of our lives, that we prosper, we are in health, even as our soul is prospering in the knowledge of him. That is how the soul will prosper. When you are knowing him, it's tied in with knowing him and the belief of him. And so, he will work all things together for our good. All things work together for good to them that love him and that are called according to his plans and purpose. So, please look at that scripture. Read it in your heart again and again before we prepare ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. This is the will of God for us. Tell yourself, I'm the beloved of God. God loves me in Christ Jesus. He says I should forget the past. So I forget the past. He has already forgiven me. So I can't say because I've sinned, so I'm no longer his beloved. He has washed me clean with his blood. I am the beloved of God in Christ Jesus. God loves me so much. It does not matter where I came from or how I am. I am the beloved of God. I'm so special to him. I'm the apple of his eye. Tell yourself that. Myself and my household and my lot, we are all the beloved of God. He loves us so much. We are the apple of his eye. He has spoken concerning you and I. Touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm. We are all the prophets of God. We are all the anointed of God. For we have Jesus on the inside of us. The glory of God is inside of us and upon us and with us. We are all anointed. We are all new creatures. We are all special to God. And so this is his will for us. He wants that above all else that we prosper. That we are in health. Even as our soul prospers. He wants us to know him, all of us. That's what is that soul prospering means. For all of us to know him according as he is written. He wants to perform his will. He wants to help you and I. He wants to do things for us. He wants to manifest his will in our lives. Only believe. All things are what? Possible to them that believe. Mark chapter 9. Verse 23. And so, realize this, that Jesus is after your prosperity. Jesus is after your health, your well-being on the face of the earth. He's not against you at all. He is for you and he's willing to help you and I in everything. Anything contrary to the word of God in our lives is not of Christ. And I tell you, he is sympathetic. He is willing to help us. But he cannot if we don't believe. That's the key. Only believe. And so, do we believe that his will for us, his plan for us, is that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. That he, all of the days of each one of us on the face of the earth, he wants to perform his will, bring to pass his plans for our lives, for everything pertaining to us, our children, our grandchildren. He loves to help us. That is the story of resurrection, that we all live days of heaven on earth. And when the will of God is done in our lives, that is the days of heaven and earth. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. And so we will first listen to a song by him. Darling, check.
Let the weak say I am strong. Let the poor say I am rich. Let the blind say I can see. It's what the Lord has done in me.
Jesus. And so we say we are strong. We say it is well with us. We say we are healthy. We say we are whole, we are prosperous. The will of God is done in our lives. And that is what we will say. That is the life, the resurrected life. What Christ is saying, we say it in the name of Jesus. And so it's time for the anointing. Please let's stretch forth our hands. Let's pray together. This is oil. It's just point of contact. Let's stretch forth our hands. Let's pray as we sanctify together. Lord of glory, we thank you. We thank you for your presence in our midst. For you said, where two or more are gathered in your name, there you are. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Spirit of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord of glory, that you have already spoken. You said, upon us that fear you, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And we are like calves of the stall, let loose, going forth and growing in your presence. Thank you, living waters. Thank you, Holy Spirit, as you come upon us anew. Thank you, Spirit of truth, as your power overshadows us, Lord, performing all what God has spoken concerning us this morning. And we have spoken in agreement, for we believe, for we have received health, wholeness, prosperity, well-being, help in every area of life, your will coming to pass in our lives and our household and everything pertaining to us. Lord of glory, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. And we sanctify this in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah. So it's olive oil, you know, plain olive oil. And so we thank God that by faith, as we all put hands on it, we anoint ourselves, we speak in his presence what we want him to do, for we have received. And so if you have scriptures with you, also speak it in the name of Jesus. As you have spoken in his presence, so will he do. And so everything we've heard pronounced, you have received his will, his health in your life, prosperity, his help in every area of life. Speak in the name of Jesus. You have received because you believe, and you are thanking him for the performance. And we believe, as we anoint ourselves, the Holy Ghost, the Lord of hosts, will arise upon us. His power overshadowing us. Remember, the scripture says, is not by might, is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And the Holy Ghost is the same spirit as of the Lord. And so we know we have received, and they be yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen.